And we're joined now by Clint Boone of the Inspiral Carpets. Hey, Clint, it's sad news, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sad, but these days come, don't they? We're sort of getting used to losing our idols, aren't we, one by one?
When you say idol, would it be fair to call Marky Smith an idol of yours? When you think back to being a young man and thinking about forming a band, was Marky Smith someone who was an inspirational figure?
Absolutely. I mean, my idols musically went from being Elvis Presley to being Mark Smith. It was simple as that, really. When pretty early on the punk scene, I saw the Pistols at the Electric Circus, December 1976. So from that moment, it was all about punk for me. And then I first saw The Fall. If I remember right, I think it was the last night at the Electric Circus, which would be later in 1977. And just immediately, it was just, they were punk, but they were just so anti-punk as well. I mean, this bloke had a red satin shirt on or something.
Yeah.
And like smart trousers, you know, stay-pressed trousers. And he did a little skippy sort of dance that wasn't like anything any of the punks did, you know what I mean? And I fell in love with them immediately, and it inspired me to want to be in a band. And then when I got in a band, there was a very strong Fall influence on our early music.
What was he like to work with? A lot of people have told me, you know, certainly Phil Jones, who manages John Cooper Clark and has promoted gigs with The Fall since 1979, he said that when he arranged to do something with Mark, Mark had a real kind of northern working class work ethic. If he said be there at 9, he was there at 9. He said he was always totally reliable.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, he was, actually. I mean, we did the Inspirals did a famous collaboration with him on the I Want You single, which we did recorded in Power Street, Liverpool. So we had the actual recording session. We did a couple of photo shoots with him. We did Top of the Pops. We got him on Top of the Pops, his only appearance. So on every occasion, he was punctual, but he could be hard work. You know, I mean, one of the big things with Mark, he was very unpredictable. He was eccentric. He could be horrible. He could be beautiful. You know what I mean? I saw every side of him, but I think in a nutshell, to answer your question in terms of what it was like to work with, I treasured every moment that we got to spend with him creative. I mean, I did the Clint Boone Experience. We did a gig in London, and he got up and did the Stooges, I Want to Be Your Dog, for the encore, which was one of the proudest moments. So I did work with him on several occasions, but when in sometime in the mid-90s, I got a call from him. He left a message on the answer phone, and he was asking me to join The Fall. In fact, I've still got the tape somewhere, and it was something along the lines of, "Hi, Clint, it's Mark Smith here. Listen, The Fall need a new keyboard player, and I think you're the man for it. So give me a call, and we'll make it happen, you know." So, I got back to him. I said, "Look, Mark, I'm really busy at the moment. I'm doing this, I'm doing that." And I made it up. I just didn't want to be in The Fall, you know what I mean? because I knew I love The Fall. I love Mark, you know, to this day, but I wouldn't want to be in The Fall anymore, having worked with him and saw how hard it could be. You know what I mean? I've seen that. It was hard. Doing what we did with Mark was hard, but beautiful. And the results were just incredible. And, you know, that art is like that sometimes. Art is painful to create, isn't it, you know?
Well, we're going to play I Want You, and is a great record. And it is a fantastic collaboration. You know, his vocals make this. In fact, you know, I don't know whether anyone listens to your version of it without him, you know, because his version made it. So did you have to work very hard to get the vocals? Were you sort of, you know, in the control room shouting at him down the talkback for hours on end, and he was being irascible?
What we did it in Power Street one Friday night. Pascal Gabriel, our producer, had left the building because he said, I don't want to work on the B-side. I think it was going to be a B-side originally. And we left his prized microphone. Pascal had this beautiful mic that was worth about 10 grand. It was like an antique microphone with a big valve in it. And we did it with Cliff Norell was the engineer. And we sat waiting for Mark to arrive. I think he got there a little bit late. We walked into the studio and said, Clint, have you got 60 quid for a taxi? he got a taxi from Prestwich to Liverpool. I mean, came in and we set the tape rolling. And he just did a shout, like right on one of the first lines. And he just knocked the mic across the studio and it just destroyed it. Okay. So I had to start again with a different mic. But what we did, he did it pretty much in one take, and then we just did a bit of cut and paste and chopped it into position, you know, to make it the call and response sort of thing that we ended up with.
Yeah.
Totally captured the spirit of, you know, the madness of Mark.
Well, good talking to you, Clint, and you know, that's perfect that the first thing you did was ask you for 60 quid for the taxi. That's perfect. So, but you know, here we go with memories of Marky Smith collaborating with the Inspirals, I Want You.